You know what? I get you. Because I am you. I'm an S style. My caliper. Accommodation at 99. Off the charts. I'm that guy you want to live next door to. The one who'll loan you my weed whacker. Heck, I've got four already. The one who will mow your lawn while you're at the lake. So you don't come home Sunday night to a jungle. That's me. That's us. We are steady. Loyal. Accommodating. We are the glue in organizations. The calm in the storm. The reliable ones who keep everything moving without demanding the spotlight. And let's be honest. People love us for it. But here's the rub. That same steadiness. That same kindness. That same willingness to put others first can become our Achilles's heel. I've been burned by niceness, taken advantage of, pushed aside because I nodded along instead of standing tall. And yet, hear me clearly. I will never retire my accommodation. It's not weakness. It's not a flaw. It's who I am. It's who you are. And it's powerful. But here's the growth edge. We must know what else to dial up. So we can balance the story of who we are as leaders. Historical example, John Wooden, the happy warrior. Think about John Wooden. At the core, he was an S-style leader. Patient. Steady. Loyal. Teacher first. Coach second. But here's the thing. Leadership is situational. Wooden could yell. He could pound the table. He could ignite passion and fire when the moment called for it. He was what I call a happy warrior. Strong and warm at the same time. And that's exactly what research confirms. Harvard Business Review calls it connect, then lead. Warmth builds trust. Strength creates respect. When you combine them, people follow. Coaching. Challenges for you. So here's your challenge for the week. Next time you feel bulldozed by a D-style, don't just nod. Say what you think. Stand your ground. D's love it when you push back. They'll respect you more, not less. Next time you get skeptical feedback from a C-style, don't fold. Drink in their criticism. Push back with data, with reason, with your own clarity. They'll think, finally, the S has some edge. And when you're with an I style, don't just sit back and smile while they take up space. Speak up. They've been waiting for you. They'll celebrate that you finally put your voice into the mix. The leadership stretch. Being an S doesn't mean being silent. It doesn't mean being passive. It means we choose our spots wisely. We bring harmony, stability, and trust. And when we choose to raise our voice, when we choose to step up, our impact is even greater. Because people know it comes from conviction, not from ego. Reflection. Take some time to reflect. So, pause for a moment. Where in your leadership right now? Are you too accommodating? Where do you need to be the happy warrior? Warm and strong. What's the one conversation? The one situation where you know you've been nodding, but it's time to speak. Because here's the truth. The world doesn't need fewer S-style leaders. The world needs more of us. But more of us who are willing to balance our warmth with the courage to stand tall. That's your stretch. That's your edge. And that's your growth. And if you don't have a DISC profile yet, reach out to me. Let's get you one. Because knowing your style isn't just about awareness. It's about unlocking the parts of yourself you've been holding back and learning how to lead in every room you walk into